Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of February 2018, and this is the 756th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm at home and it is raining outside. It's lovely, and you might be able to hear little bits of thunder. I thought at first that my neighbour was moving furniture about. I know her family is coming to stay at the end of the week, and so I was thinking how incredibly energetic she was being, and then I realised that actually the sound was coming from the heavens and not from next door. It's really lovely to have this rain. I've been waiting for it all day. It said that there was a 95% chance of rain during the day, but that there would be 0 millimetres of rainfall. So it's felt sort of a bit as if it really wasn't going to happen. You know, we were going to have a bit of tiny bit of drizzle. So this is a really nice a cleansing and just getting some water into the harsh ground. I feel as if I should be seeing some lightning as well, but I can't. I haven't seen any yet. It's just been so long. We had that downpour on Saturday while I was up at Fern Tree. But it's been quite a while since I've been able to just stand here and listen to it. I can almost hear it crackling. I had to go into town this afternoon, and because I knew it was going to rain, I thought I'd be walking, but it wasn't when I needed to go, so I took the bike down with me, and it did get a bit of a shower on it whilst I was in town. Gosh, just got a nice bit of lightning just then. And I managed to get home in the dry as well, so I was very lucky, and it was lovely. Lovely being out and about with it. It's becoming it's becoming almost part of me. It's really interesting how tentative I was initially, how awkward I felt with it, climbing through it and getting on it and trying to make the wheels go around. And how I just really actually like it as a companion now. Today I had the last of a bout of 4 writing practices online with Sarah Selecki, where we all wrote together for 90 minutes of just free writing to prompts and seeing what comes out. And I haven't looked back at the notes yet. She suggests not looking back, or not certainly not looking back for a while, and just coming back to them much, much later. So I've now got my collection of these last 4 weeks, and actually 2 other months that I did this as well. I haven't looked back on any of them yet, and it's a full fat notebook now. So one day when I'm feeling stuck, I might just leaf through it. But I did love one of the things that she said, which was that writing wasn't something you should put on your to-do list. It's something as a way of getting it done, of making sure that it happened during the day. It wasn't a task. It was it was something you had a relationship with, in the same way that you have a relationship with your friends. And so someone with whom, or something with whom, it is a pleasure to make dates, and a treat to spend time with. And I really loved that as an idea. I'm going to ponder it, because I think I do often have it as a to-do. And even if you're trying to write a lot, the to-do approach is often very counterproductive, because it makes you write things from your head rather than your heart. Oh, I'm sorry about my voice. I've had quite a sore throat today, and I'm really hoping it will go away, because I'm due to go up and be a grandparent on Friday. And if I'm not well, I won't go up. I won't take some nasty lurgy with me to my family up there. But it is, yes, it's not terribly good. I've been gargling with salt water on and off all day. And I do hope that just tomorrow morning I'll wake up feeling completely fine and be able to make a firm booking. I do hope that whatever the day is doing where you are, that it is according to your mood, or it is feeding you in some way, nurturing you. And if it isn't, if it's a grey day, as many days can be, that you can create a good space within yourself and within perhaps your smaller living space. I hope you have a lovely day. I hope you've had a lovely day. And thank you very, very much for listening, as always. I'm going to leave you with a photograph I took early this morning, that really, a red sky that really predicted what is only just happening now. So thank you again for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.